The Thánaiste Simon Harris recently called for parents to consider delaying access to smartphones for their children due to what he described as a toxic online environment. He also said that Adolescence, the Netflix drama about a teenage boy who becomes violent after being influenced by misogynists on social media, should be compulsive viewing in every secondary school in Ireland. It comes as a growing number of parents wrestle with whether or not to give their children a smartphone as they prepare to enter secondary school. Sheila Nocton has this report.
Cyberbullying has happened a lot, and it's happened to me twice by the same person. I have told my parents, and at the time it was a bit scary. They told me to block the person who was contacting me.
Sixth class student Evelina there from St. Paul's National School in Dura Doyle, Limerick, talking about her experience of cyberbullying through apps on her smartphone. A recent survey of parents with children under 16 by AIR found 42% gave their child a phone earlier than they'd like. But some parents in South Dublin have had enough of this pressure and have set up a delay smartphones or social media WhatsApp group. They're supporting parents with children going into first year across a number of schools in the area to hold off on phones or social media. Gillian Hurley is one mother working on the initiative.
It really started from myself and another mum talking about our own views on children and smartphones, and we were pretty adamant that we didn't want to give our 12-year-old sons who are in sixth class smartphones. We discussed the idea of setting up a WhatsApp group. Within 2 or 3 days of starting the group, there was, I think, over 100 parents had joined it. We wanted it to be easier for our sons, if we weren't giving them a phone, that they wouldn't feel so left out by being the only ones. I know it's going to be difficult, and I'm sure I will have arguments with my son about it, but I really feel it's about giving the internet access to my child. And I think there's much higher risks and more harmful implications to him with that than having to live with using an alternative. I think that really is the lesser of two evils.
For some parents in this group, they're attempting to put the genie back in the bottle, per se. Ross Staunton's eldest daughter got a phone after sixth class. However, he doesn't want his son, who's starting first year in 2025, to have one.
We caved in to our daughter and she got a phone about a month before she went into secondary school. We would love to have not done that 2 years ago. And I suppose the main thing was we had this feeling that she'd be left out of social groups, thought that might be more detrimental than giving her the phone in the first place. But if there is an initiative now within the school, we feel we have the opportunity now to hold off because there are other kids who won't have phones. It's an easier sell and an easier conversation to our son to say that, look, you won't be the only one.
With smartphones comes social media. A CyberSafe Kids survey of 8 to 12-year-olds recently found that 32% of respondents had been upset by something they experienced online last year, but only half spoke to a parent or trusted adult. Caroline Santos-Murray, child and parental psychologist at the Tree of Life Clinic Blackrock, says she's seeing more cases of children distressed because of cyberbullying, online sexual abuse and intimidation online.
They know something is wrong, but especially in that age, they really want to belong. Sometimes they just keep going. They feel anxiety level coming up. Sometimes they can't name it, but then the parents or the teachers at school notice more irritability, changes on behavior, or even isolation.
However, she does caution that restricting smartphones or social media should come with clear reasoning from parents.
Sometimes we want to impose something. Sometimes the child doesn't know why. It's very clear in the parents' head that's maybe dangerous, or maybe it's impacting development, or maybe bringing more anxiety or things like that. But sometimes the child has no clue why. It's just an imposition. Have a talk with your child.
But what do children making the move from primary to secondary school think? We return to St. Paul's National School in Dura Doyle to hear if these students have phones and why.
I have a phone to contact my parents in case of emergency, or sometimes they play games on it.
So when I'm home alone, my parents can contact me, and if I have to walk home from school, they can call me and I can call them. I have TikTok and like Instagram. There's not really like any rules. I just can't be on my phone for too long.
My parents actually have parental controls on my phone. I just have WhatsApp and Roblox.
I haven't been given a phone because my parents don't want me having one, because they know like a lot of bad things can happen on the phone.
A lot of bad things can happen on the phone. Children there from St. Paul's National School in Dooradoyle, ending that report by Sheila Nocton. We can speak now to Owen Cleary. He's a secondary school teacher at Temple Carrick and Greystones in County Wicklow and works on social, personal and health education as well as developing programmes around sex and consent. Good morning, Owen, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, John.
Should children going into secondary schools get a smartphone?
With the lack of regulation and protections currently online for children, I would say no, absolutely not. They're being exposed to a whole myriad of damaging and dangerous content, and the risk to their welfare is too high. Saying that, it's great that parents are getting together and supporting each other in making this decision for their children, but really it's gone beyond that at this stage. Children need to be able to go onto the online world in a safe and protected manner, and government needs to step in to make sure that those safe online spaces are provided for children.
Now, it was referenced in Sheila's report, but it stands true. A lot of parents are worried that if their child doesn't have a smartphone, they'll be excluded, not even necessarily deliberately, but, you know, left out of conversations and plans, and that could cause its own set of problems.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most difficult things for parents at the moment, that they're torn between this dilemma of whether to have fear that their child might be socially excluded in their physical world, but the other side of that is giving the internet this totally unregulated, unprotected space access to their child throughout the day. So it's brilliant, I suppose, in the midterm before government gets its act together, that parents are coming together to say, well, actually, do you know what? Let's decide that as a group, we're going to give ourselves the choice to say, no, you're not going to be the only one. There are lots of children. I'm giving talks across North County Wicklow and South Dublin at the moment, one a week and sometimes two a week, to groups of parents like this that are setting up in nearly every single secondary school I'm going to, who are just trying to hold off and create. And most of them have over 100 members in each, deciding to either hold off on smartphones until the appropriate regulation is put in place.
Whatever about regulation and the need for it, there's a counter-argument that, look, this all comes down to parental responsibility and taking the steps to actively monitor your child's phone usage. What would you say to that?
That's fine if you're a parent in a community that affords you the ability to be able to engage in your child's life as actively as some of these parents can. But there are lots of parents around the country who don't have the wherewithal and don't have the time and the energy. Mm. They're spending it trying to put food on the table. And the idea that they would be able to monitor their child's online access 24 hours a day is ridiculous. The government needs to step in and hold the social... Like, we have a Children's First Act in this country that sets out criteria for every single person who's going to engage with a child in the physical world to make sure that that child is safeguarded in a way that they are free from risk of harm. There's no such thing yet for the online world, and yet our children are spending a huge amount of time online every single day. Over 80% of them in bed at night, every night. Who else do we allow into our children's bed with them every night?
You're talking about regulation, but practically what would that mean? As in, would it mean a child being prohibited by law from owning a smartphone, or would it be more about social media companies being forced to take greater responsibility?
No, it's absolutely not about restricting children from the online world, and we need to be really clear about that. It's about creating a safe online space for children to be able to access all of the brilliant things that the online world does provide for them, from accessing their rights to entertainment, to education, to the information. But we've got to, like, nobody yet has set out the criteria for what a safe online world looks like. And I'll tell you very, very simply what that is. It's an online world that is free from exposure to porn, free from exposure to extremely violent content, free from being contacted or solicited by strangers or adults that you don't know, by predatory activities by adults, by inappropriate messaging, and the likes of that Simon Harris was talking about, by, you know, on their health and well-being, teaching them how to be young men and women in the world growing up.
Difficult to achieve, though. You mentioned Simon Harris there. He felt that the Netflix drama Adolescence should be shown in every secondary school. It's very dark subject matter. Do you agree that it should be shown?
I've spoken to Simon Harris directly on this, and I'm delighted to hear that he's taking it so seriously. But if he thinks the answer is going to be showing a TV show in secondary schools across the country, he needs to look at it just a little bit more closely. Absolutely, it'd be a great conversation starter for secondary school students. But the truth is, secondary school students are living this. I've talked to them about the adolescent show. There's nothing new for them in that. They know about this. They deal with it and they try and regulate it for themselves every day. Who needs to watch the show Adolescence is every single parent in the country, so that we finally give the government a mandate to start doing what they need to do, which is protecting children from these kind of online spaces.
Owen Cleary, there we'll have to leave it. Much more to talk about, which is why it's good to know that Owen will be among the guests on Upfront with Katie Hannan on RT1 at 10:35 tonight to discuss more about this.